Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the summer months around here, trying to have a little bit of fun. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We began this week at the Y in Randallstown. Why? Because they had a pool and it's summertime. And Councilman Julian Jones joined us, as well as John Hoey from the Y. We also had a beautiful visit with Barry Williams, one-time Randallstown High School principal, one-time director of Parks and Recreation for Baltimore County. Great conversations. We had a delicious crab cake from our friends at Clean Cuisine up in the Owings Mills area. And we're going to be doing our 27th anniversary beginning on August the 3rd. Why 27 years? Because once you get above 25, I celebrate them all. Every day is a good reason to celebrate. But I'm going to be doing my 27 favorite things to eat around town. All of that brought to you by our friends at Curio Wellness, in addition to Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping my well water clean, and our friends at Coppin State University. We've been their flagship for, I believe, 14 years now for sports. Over the last couple of years, I've gotten to know Dr. Anthony Jenkins, and we've talked so much about their 125 years. And, you know, when I got this shirt, I got it about a month and a half ago because they were kicking off the 125th anniversary. And it was a huge event down at the Hippodrome. Beautiful music, great people. Brian Pinnick from Care First gave a big endowment from Care First to the university. And I got this shirt and I looked at it and I'm like, I don't really wear a sort of polo long sleeve, especially summertime, whatever. But then I put it on and like it jumped off of me with this navy blue. And I thought, it's a good looking shirt. So I've been wearing this shirt on the air. It's the Coppin State University, 125 years. And I have Kevin Carr on, who is joining us from Coppin. And Kevin comes at this honestly. I mean, he is a graduate, someone that loves Coppin, someone that grew up right here in Baltimore. He's West Baltimore. I'm East Baltimore. We're meeting halfway here at NST at Baltimore Positive. And the first thing I did when I got on with you, you said to me, that's good looking. You don't have one of these shirts?
Yes, I do. I have it. And I wear it often. I didn't wear it today. I got on our volleyball team t-shirt this morning. As you can see, I am Coppin down.
I have a lot of Eagle stuff here, but this has become my favorite piece. It's comfy, too. But I didn't like it when I saw it. It was circle. It was this and that. It was above the chest. I'm like, is it going to look good on the air? It almost makes me look like I went to Coppin or something, like I'm smart.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Man, you brought all the energy that night. Dr. Jenkins brings his own level of energy. And there's just something about Coppin, whether it's the music, the band, the culture of being there, all of the alums who are all a bunch of women and teachers and disco dancers and line dancers. And I mean, there's so much enthusiasm when I come to Coppin events that I literally, and my wife will tell you this, I got to take a nap before I come and hang out with you all. Because I, you know, it really is. And you're sort of in the middle of it. There's just a lot of enthusiasm there. And it's an inclusive place where I'm like, I didn't even go to Coppin and I'm here. Although I knew Fang. I brought the guys, the basketball team out in the 90s. That's how long I've been doing this. So I'm Coppin sympathizer, supporter. But when you're in the middle of it, I mean, you guys have cheers and sounds you make and refrain. I feel like I'm getting ingratiated, Kevin. It's because people like you bringing the energy, man.
Well, thank you so very much. And thank you for this interview. You know, I love Coppin so much, so much. And great things is happening at Coppin under Dr. Jenkins' tutelage. And we are so grateful that he has taken the university to another level.
Start at the beginning. When's the first time you heard the words Coppin State University or Teachers College, maybe at one point in your life?
Well, I grew up in the neighborhood right down the street on Duklin Street, four blocks away from the school back in the 60s. Yes, back in the 60s.
Was Coppin State in the 60s? What did a young boy like you see four blocks away? It probably looked like
It was just one building up there. We did not have this vast spatial space on North Avenue. Coppin, it was a lot of woods, a lot of trees, where on the south side of the campus there were 130 some houses over there. So Coppin was not the space that you see
What was
now
Mondawmin
backwards.
Mall at that point, where everybody's familiar? If you've ever been to the Coppin Center, you
Yes.
park, the mall's right there. There's the subway stop. What was the mall? I mean, I remember when the subway came in the 80s. I rode it in the
Right.
early 80s. The mall was
Right.
there by then. Mondawmin
Yep.
existed in 81. I'm assuming it didn't exist in the 60s, right?
Well, I believe it was coming around, but Mondawmin started as an open mall.
A shopping center.
It did not have a top. So as it evolved, the mall became this big money-making mall, because that's the number one money-making mall in the city. Cash flow, that mean
But
cash flow.
to me, there's a point with Mondawmin and growing up in that, because I grew up across from East Point Mall. Like I was a
Right.
mall rat. I
Yes.
mean, I was a kid who could walk to a mall. My parents lived on the bus line because my father never drove and he worked at the Point back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But like growing up near a mall or being near a mall, I always go to that side of town, which has always had challenges that we try and always trying to overcome. But the part of it
Absolutely.
was the commerce of saying the mall's there and I shopped at the mall. Everybody knows about Mondawmin, but like the college growing up into the university in that footprint of being, it's right there. And the university, to your point, has grown so much. I remember when Fang was playing games up on North Avenue in a little, it looked like a little middle school gym, right?
Yes, absolutely,
That's the Coppin you
absolutely.
found as a young man, though, right?
Yes, I came to Coppin in 1999. I transferred from Morgan State University. So I was over at Morgan. I said, well, let me go to a smaller institution to get my footprint and to get what I need. So that's where it all started. In 1999, I stepped my foot on Coppin's campus as a part-time student. And I've been there ever since.
Well, it had nothing to do with Fang with the big upset in 98, nothing like that. Came right at the
No,
same
no, no,
time,
no.
though.
No, right. No. I came in 99. So Fang had did his thing, but me and Fang did work together as me singing at the basketball games, directing the choir now, and we're singing the national anthem at the game. So yes, I am quite aware with Fang. I worked with Fang for many years while he was at Coppin. I've been at Coppin for now 22 years as a student and as a worker at Coppin State University. So Coppin to me is a place where nurturing potential, transforming lives, that's our slogan, and that's what Coppin did for me. It changed the trajectory of my life, and I owe my debt to Coppin State University. That's why I'm still there. I haven't retired yet. I'm not thinking about retirement, because there are other students that I need to nurture and to help to transform their lives. That's why I'm still at Coppin.
Carr is here. He's still a Coppin, and the Coppin State is our partner. They're celebrating 125 years. And Kev, I'll tell you this: if Fang were here, and I could channel him a little bit if I get enough coffee in the morning and get my voice low enough and say so if Fang, if Fang, so Fang brought all the players out to my studio back in 1998. That's how long I've been doing this. And I had these
Okay.
great pictures. I fed him pizza that probably would have gotten him, thrown out of the NCAA, according to Fang, that $5 worth of free pizza was too much to give to the students back in the day. But if he were here, he'd say, young man, tell the community what that win did for Coppin State and what it did for our national reputation. Because
And
it
put us on the
really,
map.
I
Yes.
was going to say that. You took the words right out of my,
And
I
put
was going to
us
say
on.
that, but not for you, because you grew up four blocks away. You know about Coppin your whole life. But all of a sudden you put ESPN on, you put the news on.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a sports story. It was a 15 taking down a two. It was a historically black university in West Baltimore that nobody, people didn't even know how to pronounce it. And
Right.
they shocked the world. It was the greatest
Absolutely.
upset until UMBC did it as a 16 and a one or whatever. But we talked about it for years and years and years. And then I see these young kids on campus realizing, oh, they were all born in like 2006, 7, 8, 9, right? And I'm thinking, you're the gray-haired guy that can say, man, we won a basketball game around
We
here.
won that
That
game.
was, it really was something special.
Yes, absolutely. And we always channel back to that, because that's how Coppin has evolved. Because with that game, we can always say we won that game. And maybe you need to get the new basketball, female basketball coach on the line. I will mention this to him and mention it to the president's office. You need to get him on here because he is going to come. And have you gotten Mitchell, Stephen Sessions, the mayor?
I'm on it all summer long.
Okay,
This
good.
whole thing started with me just talking about basketball around here, and now it's evolved
Oh.
into like a whole fun thing where people like you come on. What do you do for the university other than bring a lot of energy and tell folks about it? Because I would think on any campus, you want graduates to be enthusiastic about having graduated. You want
Absolutely.
them to come back, have great lives. You want them to make $1 billion and give it all back to the, you want to do all of that stuff. You
Right.
really come at it honest. It's like when I talk about Dundalk, it's where I'm from. It's not hard for me to talk about it, but you've really invested your life in Coppin, and you said the dirtiest words ever. You said I was at Morgan and I came back over, and that's why I give you. But making a life at Coppin and seeing what it is and seeing graduates coming, people from all over the world come to Coppin now.
Yes.
And you're at the front door saying this is a great place. And what would you tell my audience that maybe he's never been down for a game? Maybe they know about the basketball game 30 years ago. What would you tell them about the Coppin they'd find if they come today?
Okay, what I tell people, and I'm gonna tell you a personal story. About a couple of years ago, this parent called the school with their son on the line, and they were interested in coming to Coppin. I wanted to hear about Coppin. I'm on the phone. I am the enrollment and graduate specialist in the School of Graduate Studies. I get the graduate students to come to Coppin. So I said, well, Compton is a great place. His name was Gerard, and his mother, beautiful family, and we are friends to this day. I sold Compton to that family over the phone in Florida. They came up to the campus the following week. I took them around the campus. Their son graduated a couple of years ago with his master's degree just by me selling the school over the phone. It is always so important that we that are on the front line, we sell the Coppin story like never before. If you want to come to a place where you are known by your name and not your social security number, not a student number, but people know you by name. I know my students by name. We are that institution that love to mentor students. We get into the heart of the students. Anything that the students need or at Coppin State University, we staff members are there for them. They can never say, well, that person don't care for me. That person don't care for me. If I hear about it, and I'm also the alumni president, I graduated in 2004 with my undergrad. I came back. I didn't leave. I stuck around and I graduated in 2004 with 2006 with my master's degree. So I'm there. Coppin is all in my DNA. Hey, Coppin. And I tell students as the alumni president, I want you to come back. You don't have to go to no other school. You are here. We already know you by name. There's no need to go to another school and start all over. You need to stay here, get rooted and grounded, and then go out and let the world know that the Eagles, Coppin State Eagles, are here forever. We soar high, we do great things, and that's because of what we have received at Coppin State University. And that's what I do every day.
Kevin Carr is here. He's telling me,
Amazing.
you're making me want to go back to school. I mean, like
All
I
right.
make me just want to drop all this and get back down to Coppin. When you talk about graduate studies and you're talking about people that have already, they're 4 years in, maybe
Yes.
they have a job, maybe it's, maybe they can't drop everything to get
Right.
to, I mean, in the modern world now where we work at home, school at home, do all sorts of different things, there still is sort of a hands-on part of your campus that isn't like, no offense to Towson or some bigger campuses. And I went to Dundalk Community College and I went to the University of Baltimore. We didn't even live on, you know, like I was just trying to get my degree and get out. I think the
Right.
Koppen experience and the modern experience of what a graduate degree can do financially for you, and
Absolutely.
moving you along to a different level. You never hiccup, right? You went through the program and stayed and got the master's, got it all done. So 20 years later, you could sit here and talk about it. For some people, it's not that easy. Some people go back into their 30s, into their 40s. They live here. Maybe they went to school at State University somewhere else or whatever. But you have programs here that if you live in the area and you're here, Koppen can really do wonders for you.
Absolutely. We have the state of Maryland has, and I always tell this, our seniors who are retired and want to do something, the state of Maryland has initiated a program at Coppin State University called the Senior Waiver, where seniors who are 60 years old, retirement, receiving a pension, they can come to Coppin State University and take courses or get their degree on the state of Maryland.
Hang
That's
on a
it.
second,
That's
because hang on, I'm getting old. I don't know if you, I know you look and you're like, hey, he's still young. And
right,
I did
right.
for the first time in my life. I went to the movies a couple weeks ago, and it said senior discount. I clicked the button just to see, and it said 60. And I'm like, I ain't 60, but I'm turning 57 this year. So
Right, right.
you're saying in like a couple 3 years, if I just want to like come down and do, and I used to love this at Dundalk Community College back in the 80s, because I had older folks at the community college. It's everybody, right? Like I was
Right.
the 18-year-old kid at that time in my life in the 80s, but there were people in their 50s, 60s, whatever, personal enrichment. You know what I mean?
Right,
So I could get some
right.
enrichment if I wanted
Right.
to. That so
Abs
courses like that, talk to me about that and what people. I'm studying up on AI a little bit this summer, right? And I know you guys do cyber. You're doing stuff that's real
Yes,
career
absolutely.
oriented, but I'm trying to do my own sort of. I never want to stop learning. You know that, Kevin. We never stop learning, guys like us, but that
Right.
never stop learning is committing to a course or committing to something new. For me, I think the AI space is in a place I need to learn more. Cyber, I'm a little intimidated by. I just want to be safe because I've talked to some of your professors about cyber around here. I'm not ready for all that yet.
Right,
But I mean,
right.
taking on new challenges, and you talk about this. When you talk to graduate students, what is popular at Koppen? What do, well, especially young people coming to you and saying, "Hey, I'm 25. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get my master's." What are they getting their master's in at Koppen?
Okay, it's a variety of programs. We have a good criminal justice program, our nursing program, family nurse practitioner. We have the doctorate of nursing practice. We have human services. That's a program that's a dual program at University of Baltimore and Coppin. So if a student go into that program, they will get both of the school's logo on their degrees. We have masters in the art of teaching, those that want to teach. But a lot of our students are coming into the clinical mental health program, addictions counseling. We have health information management. We just started a couple of years ago science programs, and that program is really coming together. We have a few students that's getting ready to graduate. Our first cohort, that's molecular sciences. I mean, those people that's into the sciences and biology. That program has really
I
taken
won't be in
off.
that program. I'm not
Yeah,
STEM. I no, no, I'm out. No. I know what
no.
I'm good at, what I'm not. You know, I mean,
Absolutely. A lot of us are not. But that program, they get a lot of grants. You're talking about a program. One of the professors there, Dr. Odom, he gets a lot of grants for that program. That's why that program is so successful. But most of our students, the criminal justice, the investigative sciences, anything that the students want to do that, like you said, hands-on. That's when they come to Coppin. And we are really at a place where our programs are growing. We need more space. That's why the president is we're building a new dorm now because we have ran out of space. We got the largest freshman class get ready to come in this year. So I'm going back into the classroom and teach freshman seminar so they can know how Coppin really is. By a firsthand experience. And like I tell the students all the time, Before you graduate from this institution, you need to be getting your job. I was a student intern in my last 2 years at Coppin back in 90, 2003. I was given a student intern. That's how I started working at Coppin, and I've been here 22 years later. I was a student intern. They said, give him a job. He does a lot for us. Give him a job on this campus. And I haven't stopped yet
Well, you're not stopping right
because of
now.
him.
Kevin
No,
Carr is
I'm not.
here. I got to meet him a couple of weeks ago, and I've seen you out at the other events as well.
Yes.
But we gave Kevin the mic at the 125 kickoff. This is a big year, 125 years. It has gotten
Yes.
me to learn a lot. And by the way, on the basketball side, I ran into Coach Stu like 2 weeks ago over in Catonsville. Daryl Mosley, I'm coming to find you.
Okay.
For you with 125 and what that represents for the university, and you've got at least 25 of it into it. You're
Yes.
27 on your own.
I'm going on to 25. Yes.
When I talk to folks about the university, especially folks that have been around a long time, it just really is this incredible path of growth. And you've already mentioned they're putting up dorms that it's just getting bigger and it's getting better. And you've seen this happen in, the last 25 years. You're a
Absolutely.
witness to all of it more than anything else.
Absolutely. I remember when they tore down the old gymnasium and where the parking lot was. That is now gone. That's where the new dorm, 300 beds, 350 beds are now coming. So we will have between all the three dorms, we will be able to house 1,000 students living on the campus. And the President Jenkins' goal is to have all the freshmen for their first year living on the campus. And I think that will help to get our freshmen rooted and grounded into what they supposed to come to college to do. They do the other stuff, but we want you to come and get the education that your parents are sending you here to get. So that's why it's so important to get these young people on the campus so that we can really look out for them and help to nurture their lives.
Well, it's a pleasure to have
Absolutely.
you on. I chased you down all summer. I gave you
I
my
know.
card. That female,
Absolutely.
at least I got the good shirt to wear today, so I'm good. And I do appreciate everything you all have done to invite us out. There's still a lot going on at Coppin. You can go out to the website, learn about it. People think kids are out of school. I'm like, they're not done working over there. And it happens quick, right? Like you blink and the freshman
Yes.
class is here, right? And they arrive earlier,
Yes.
right?
Yes. I would like to even invite you to some of our alumni meetings. Are you coming out to our jazz concert that start on next Thursday, June the 26th,
I like
down
jazz. What
on
are we doing? I'm doing my show that day out of Readers, but go ahead. What are we doing that 26th?
it's a free we every year we do a free jazz concert June, July, and August, the last Thursday of the month. And we that program has grown. I was one of the ones that helped to initiate it. 10 years later, 11 years later, we are now to over 3,000 people on the campus, out on the lawn across the street between SCC and Human Services, listening to jazz. Free concert. We have vendors coming selling food. We have vendors coming selling t-shirts, all kind of items. That will happen June the 26th, starting at 6 o'clock on the south side of the campus, right off of North Avenue.
Well, I have it right up here. You go to coppin.edu. The information,
Yes.
I Googled it. June 26th, July
Yep.
24th, August
Yes.
21st. It happens at
Yes.
2500 West North Avenue on the South Quad, 6 to 9
Yes.
on Thursday night. Going to be beautiful out there. Lawn chairs, food, beverages, family, friends, and vendors on site. And most importantly, jazz music going on.
Jazz music and Secret Society from DC will be our first featured artist on that night. We invited them last year. They had a great time. Our fans love them, so that's why they're coming back to open us up this year.
All right,
And you will
sunset
see me
jazz
on.
music Thursday nights, easy.
Yes.
That's e and
Yes.
free, the key word, right?
Free. Free. Absolutely. But you have to go online to register so we can just keep a number of who is attending.
I'm gonna make sure you
Normally,
got
it's
enough
up to
drinks
over.
for me there. You know, I'll make sure we have enough food for me. Kevin Carr is here. One day he'll run the whole show over there. Don't tell Dr. Jenkins that, but he's running some alumni stuff, taking
No,
care of
I'm not.
people over there. They sent me. You're the only guy I met that has as much energy as Dr. Jenkins. So maybe he gets it. I think he might say he gets it from you. I'm not sure, but really a pleasure to have you on.
Thank
I
you.
tracked you down. It took me a month or two to find you, but it won't take. Now I know where you are. You're hanging out listening to jazz music on the 26th.
Absolutely, absolutely. At any time I could come on and get some of my executive board members on, I would love for you to meet them. We're going to be sworn in to our new offices again. I've won the election again for the alumni president. So August the 20th, we will be installed as the new executive board for Coppin State National Alumni Association.
And you'll have the biggest freshman class ever at Coppin to go meet and get them
Yes,
ingratiated, which I'm
absolutely,
sure you will.
absolutely.
You will. What is your favorite thing on Coppin's campus? What's the thing? If I were a kid and said, "What's your favorite thing, Mr. Carr?" What would you say?
I would say the favorite thing is Dr. Jenkins, when he came, he put our namesake in the middle of the campus, Fannie Jackson Coppin statue. Every student, when they come to campus, when you see the tour, oh, let me get a picture here. Let me get a picture. That statue that stands in the middle of our campus is a selling piece to our great institution for lasting 125 years. Go, Coppin, go.
I'll give everybody go to coppin.edu, Google that and find out about the statue, find out where the Coppin name comes from. Google that, and because I did not know until this year. So, you know, the legend of Fannie and the legend of teaching and the legend of
Great
West
educator.
Baltimore and the HBCU tradition. So I appreciate you. It's great having you
I
on.
appreciate you. Thank you.
I knew we'd have a lot of energy in this segment. I knew that because I lack energy around here. People know that.
No, you don't. I say,
I
yes, I'm going on his show. I love his energy. I'm going on his show. And I thank you for the positive Baltimore connection here, conversation.
feel like an old ELO song. Don't bring me down. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson Baltimore proudly represent Coppin State University, telling their 125 years of stories and bringing good folks like Kevin Carr on to tell their story. More than just basketball these days. We're talking about all sorts of things. But I will talk some basketball, I promise you. We're Baltimore positive.
Absolutely.
Stay with us.